In March of this year, Vatican II sect member Trent Horn, who claims to be Catholic but sadly is not, as our videos show, spoke with a Calvinist who goes by the name of Redeemed Zoomer. They spoke about Calvinism and Catholicism. This video will correct a serious denial of Catholic dogma that Trent Horn expressed in the discussion. For a refutation of Calvinism and to see biblical proof for Catholicism, see our videos called Protestantism's Big Justification Lie, What Millions Get Wrong About Ephesians, and My Justification Debate with Calvinist Keith Thompson, among others. Horn and the Calvinist were discussing the Catholic Church's position on non-Catholic denominations. In the process, Horn basically word-for-word denied Catholic dogma about the Church of Christ. Horn stated,
"So there's that, but then there'd be the other view of saying that the Church of Christ only exists in one denomination. Like, it's this denomination or bust. What the Catholic Church has taught, and is explicitly taught since the Second Vatican Council, it says that the Church of Christ subsists in the Catholic Church. So it's a very particular word that's used there. It's not saying that the Church of Christ is identical to the Catholic Church, and so the Church of Christ cannot be found anywhere else. It's saying that the enduring historical reality, like where you can find that visible enduring reality that you can locate, is within the Catholic Church, or the bishops united to the Pope, but that elements, other Christians, can have more or less of communion with the Church."
In attempting to express what he thinks the Catholic Church's position is, Horn says, quote, "It's not saying that the Church of Christ is identical to the Catholic Church," end quote.
It's not saying that the Church of Christ is identical to the Catholic Church.
Horn's statement is not merely erroneous. It's a direct denial of Catholic dogma, as we will see. Horn's statement that the Church of Christ is not identical to the Catholic Church does reflect the heretical teaching of Vatican II, a false council. However, it's contrary to the dogmatic and unchangeable teaching of the Catholic Church. There are two statements from Pope Pius XII to consider in particular on this matter. The first is from the encyclical Mystici Corporis. Many don't realize that this statement was actually a dogmatic definition about the Church of Christ. The second statement is from Pope Pius XII's encyclical Humani Generis, in which he reiterates this dogmatic teaching about the Church. Here's the Latin text of number 13 of Pope Pius XII's 1943 encyclical Mystici Corporis. Note that the translation of this passage that's found on the Vatican's website is not the best. The following translation is better and more precise. Pius XII stated, quote, "Now to define and describe this true Church of Christ, which is the Holy Catholic Apostolic Roman Church, nothing more noble, nothing more excellent, nothing in a word more divine can be found than that expression wherein she is proclaimed the mystical body of Jesus Christ. The very expression flows forth and flowers, as it were, from what is frequently set before us in the sacred scriptures and in the writings of the Holy Fathers," end quote. Pius XII defines the Church of Christ to be the Roman Catholic Church. He also defines the Roman Catholic Church to be identical to the mystical body of Jesus Christ. In Latin, he uses the words ad definiendam. Definiendam here is a gerundive used with ad to indicate purpose. Pius XII's words demonstrate that his purpose is to define the true Church of Jesus Christ. Vatican I taught that when a pope, acting as pastor and teacher of all Christians in virtue of his apostolic authority, defines a doctrine of faith or morals to be held by the universal Church, he operates infallibly. Well, just a few paragraphs before Pius XII issued this definition about the Church of Christ, he stated, quote, "We consider it part of our pastoral duty to explain to the entire flock of Christ through this encyclical letter the doctrine of the mystical body of Christ," end quote. Hence, acting as pastor and teacher of all Christians in virtue of his authority as successor of St. Peter, Pius XII defines the meaning of the Church of Christ based on the sources of divine revelation. That constitutes a dogmatic definition about the Church of Christ. It's infallible and it must be held. So once again, how does he define the Church of Christ? He defines the Church of Christ to be the Holy Catholic Apostolic Roman Church. Notice that Trent Horn's statement directly denied this dogma.
It's not saying that the Church of Christ is identical to the Catholic Church.
Horn denies this dogma because he's not a Catholic. He's a follower of the Vatican II sect, the End Times Counterchurch, which departs from traditional Catholic dogma and theology in many ways. Pius XII reiterated this true definition of the Church in his 1950 encyclical Humani Generis. In describing false opinions, he stated, quote, "Some are of the opinion that they are not bound by the teaching set out a few years ago in our encyclical letters and based on the sources of revelation, which teaches that the mystical body of Christ and the Roman Catholic Church are one and the same thing. Others reduce to a vain formula the necessity of belonging to the true Church for attaining eternal salvation," end quote. Notice that in Humani Generis, Pius XII again teaches that the mystical body of Christ, the Church of Christ, and the Roman Catholic Church are identical, directly contrary to Horn's heretical statement. Pius XII teaches that people are bound to this position. He also condemns those who reduce the necessity of the Catholic Church for attaining salvation to a vain formula. The heretic Trenhorn, along with countless others today who claim to be Catholic but sadly are not, including many so-called traditionalist groups such as the Fraternity of St. Peter, the SSPX, the CMRI, and others, as well as their obstinate supporters, reduce the dogma outside the Church there is no salvation to a vain formula. Indeed, in the conversation with Redeemed Zoomer, Horn repeatedly taught the heresy that non-Christians can be saved, and that people without the Catholic faith can be saved, and he came out against exclusivism, once again basing his false and heretical position on Vatican II.
The possibility of non-Catholics being saved, be they Protestant or non-Christian, is just that, it is a possibility. What kind of probability it is, I would say in most of those cases, beyond my understanding. So I should just play it safe and assume that it's low and share the gospel or share the Catholic faith with those people. But I think what I would say, though, is those Catholics who have an extreme form of exclusivism, they are rejecting something the Church does teach on this matter, because the mm-hmm. Church taught at the Second Vatican Council the possibility of salvation for non-Catholics and non-Christians.
What Horn teaches is blatantly heretical and condemned by many popes. Acts 4:12 is a dogma. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which they must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. No one can be saved without an act of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. That act of faith in his name is actually the sacrament of baptism. The Church also explicitly defines that the Catholic faith is required for salvation. So, no, non-Catholics cannot be saved unless they convert. It also teaches that all who die as pagans, Jews, etc. are not saved. Horn is heretical on this matter as well. In this discussion, Horn also repeated the heretical teaching of Vatican II that Protestants and the Eastern, quote, Orthodox who reject Catholic dogmas have a partial or imperfect communion with the Catholic Church. In my video that's called Trenhorn Refuted by Brother Peter Diamond on the Catholic Church, I showed why this is incorrect. The Catholic Church teaches that those who depart in even the least way from the Church's teaching are considered as having no part of Catholic communion and as banished from the Church. Leo XIII even used a word that literally means that they have no part in the Church's communion, directly contradicting Vatican II in advance. In the aforementioned video, I addressed and refuted another related error Trenhorn promoted on the Church of Christ. Following my 2022 debate on sedevacantism with Jeff Kassman, Horn attempted to respond to some things that were said in the debate. Horn's comments were filled with errors and misrepresentations and some lies, whereas what I covered in the debate was accurate and true. We refuted Trenhorn's errors and, in fact, his lies in a number of videos on our channel. I also challenged Trenhorn to a debate, but he wasn't interested, even though he frequently engages in debates with others. Among other things, Horn committed a significant error on sacramental theology. His error on sacramental theology resulted in another error on the Church. Horn wrongly thought that every valid baptism necessarily unites the recipient with Christ.
This is important to underscore. If non-Catholic Christians are validly baptized, then they are united to Christ.
Operating with that incorrect understanding, Horn falsely concluded that every adult who is validly baptized into a heretical Protestant or Eastern, quote, Orthodox sect becomes part of the Church of Christ. But that's wrong.
So, non-Catholic Christians are a part of the body of Christ in virtue of their valid baptism.
The truth is that those who are validly baptized above the age of reason, while they dissent from Catholic dogma, such as adults who are baptized into Protestant or Eastern, quote, Orthodox sects, receive the sacramental character of baptism. The baptism is valid. However, their rejection of Catholic teaching, their heresy or dissent, is an impediment to the reception of grace and union with the Church of Christ. It is only when they put away their heresy and convert to the Catholic faith that they receive the sacramental grace of baptism and union with Christ, not before that. That's the Church's teaching, as I showed in the video by quoting popes, doctors of the Church, and councils. Consequently, adult heretics are not justified in a baptism that's validly received, and they do not become part of the Church of Christ. Horn's error in sacramental theology on this point led him into the following heretical statement.
So, non-Catholic Christians are a part of the body of Christ in virtue of their valid baptism.
That is blatantly heretical, as we've seen. The Church teaches that the baptized who deny the papacy or any dogma are outside the Church of Christ. The aforementioned false doctrine, namely that those who are baptized above the age of reason into heretical sects are necessarily incorporated into Christ, was explicitly taught in Vatican II. So you often hear from people who really don't know what they're talking about say, Vatican II contains sound doctrine. It doesn't contain any doctrinal error or heresy. The truth is that Vatican II is filled with false doctrines, and it contains heresies. This issue provides just one clear example of that. In Lumen Gentium number 15, Vatican II refers to people who, quote, do not profess the faith in its entirety or do not preserve communion under the successor of St. Peter, end quote. So in this passage, Vatican II is referring to people who dissent from Catholic dogma or do not accept the papacy. According to Catholic dogma, such individuals are alien to the Church of Christ. They are not justified, even if they are validly baptized. Yet Vatican II says this about those individuals who dissent, quote, they are marked by baptism by which they are united to Christ, end quote. That's false and actually heretical. If Vatican II had merely said that they are marked by baptism, that would be true, since they receive the sacramental character. But it taught that they are united to Christ, which is false. Vatican II teaches the same heresy in number 3 of the Decree on Ecumenism. That passage likewise refers to people who are baptized yet dissent from Catholic teaching. It says that they are justified by faith in baptism and incorporated into Christ, Christo incorporantur. They are not justified in their baptism, and they are not incorporated into Christ. So that's a clear example of a false doctrine, a heresy in fact, that's directly taught in Vatican II's heretical Decree on Ecumenism and in Lumen Gentium. And that false understanding about individuals and sects that dissent is connected to all the heretical and sinful false ecumenism that's all over the Vatican II counterchurch. In light of these facts, it should be evident that Vatican II denies the dogma about the Church of Christ that was defined by Pius XII. If the Roman Catholic Church is identical to the Church of Christ as Pius XII defined, then those who are not in the Roman Catholic Church are not in the Church of Christ. But Vatican II heretically taught that people who are not in the Roman Catholic Church, who dissent from it and don't preserve communion with it, are incorporated into the Church of Christ if they are validly baptized. That's heretical. Vatican II also teaches heresy on this matter when it says that the Eastern quote Orthodox sects are true particular churches of the Church of Christ. This is also why Antipope Francis teaches the heresy that all the baptized are in the Church of Christ.
In virtù del nostro battesimo, tutti formiamo l'unico corpo di Cristo. Le diverse membra, infatti, formano un solo corpo.
That's blatantly heretical, as we've shown. Vatican II is filled with related heresies on the Eastern quote Orthodox and the Protestants. So whereas the Catholic Church teaches that people who dissent from the papacy or any dogma cannot be justified, cannot be saved unless they convert, are not in the church, they do not have the blessing of the Holy Spirit, etc., Vatican II teaches the opposite. It teaches that groups and individuals that dissent may receive communion in some cases, their sects are means of salvation. It even says that the Eastern quote Orthodox who receive communion outside the church build the Church of Christ, which is directly opposed to what the church has taught about reception of Holy Communion outside the church. It teaches that they can be martyrs, that they can be saved, etc. It's completely heretical. Anyone who tells you that Vatican II only contains sound doctrine and doesn't teach any false doctrine or heresy has no idea what he's talking about, or has no belief in traditional Catholic teaching, or both. Vatican II is the prophesied Great Revolt, and the Vatican II sect is the prophesied end times counterchurch. Only when people understand that will they understand what's happening in Rome now and the current state of the world. Vatican II is not a valid council because the men who called and confirmed it, antipopes John XXIII and Paul VI, were revolutionary and heretical antipopes. The Catholic Church still exists. You are listening to a visible member of the Catholic Church in our day, but it has been reduced to a remnant in the great apostasy. To be a true Christian and be saved, one must be a traditional Catholic, as our material explains.